Judy.
Isn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'm gonna move. All right.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Lati, Serura, Alapet Gimel Yutat Sadi, Gabel Rinat, Amchasad Benu. Baharainu Nora Kufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehuta Devavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Farchem Tacharem Rakame Sitatcha Amid Gamle Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Hasin Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Et Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimelamet Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tariyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alachim, Noseyawon wafesha, vechata'a v'nakein. We will now connect to the energy of certainty by using a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashah Yitro, in Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkim Kei Idhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yudhe B'vavhe Be'yichuda Shulim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneina Tekucha Barichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Witata Kola Yiyu Kishot biovada dikshot, fedleit lach mila bialma, divaye barnash, ledach yaleya mineya ulan haga, beya kalana tehakulu ovada, dikshot inun wikola itzkerif bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy, That verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael umtati v'shakam tahtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote ala me mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Hey Zayo Allah Dala Awa He Heya Yozala Me Be He He Reyo He Kome La Awa Kala Yo La Wawa Pe He La Nu La Ha Yo 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 Me La He 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 Wa Nu Ta He He A A Yo Re Ta Shi A He Re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be wa he he a nu a me he yo ga me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Now, for the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, we will utilize the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo ha yo he me me. La wa wa ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he se se wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da anu yo he a me he wa me Re he a yo he za, he 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 me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he, sa a la re yo a la me ta he, wa he be wa da la yo he yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 18th day of Elul. And rather than the person who chose to leave, it's the person who chose to arrive. This is the birth date of the Baal Shem Tov. Did the Baal Shem Tov have the traits of the Virgo? In the early part of his life, he did. But he studied the Torah, he lived became a teacher of small children. There are many aspects of the Baal Shem Tov's life where you can see his growth. His growth as a spiritual being. He was not born righteous because no one is born righteous. We studied today in the Deep Zohar class that the circumcision made him righteous. But then you have to catch up with the reality of doing righteous actions. And that's where you get into the issues of looking at your character. And being a Virgo, it's an excellent form of recognizing what's wrong. What do I have to change? And that's what the Baal Shem Tov did in the early years of his life. The Tzaddikim who left this 18th day of Elul, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezalel, Lo, he is known as the Maharal of Prague. And he lived around the same time as the Ari. The Ari was living in the Sephardic world. The Maharav of Prague was living in the Ashkenazi world in Poland. Rabbi Yehuda Levi and Rabbi Abdullah Someach, the Rebbe of the Ben Ish Chai, is the teacher of the Ben Ish Chai, and he was the head of the Iraqi Jewry when he was living there. Rav Zev Nahum Bornstein. He's not a relative because we spell our names in differently. On the Unique Astrological Times link, there is a meditation that begins the 18th day of Elul. I'm going to read from that handout briefly. This is a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. Based upon the Baal Shem Tov's teachings that on the last 12 days of Elul, the last 12 days of the Jewish year, beginning with the 18th of Elul, the Chai Elul, we should strive to do Teshuvah for each of the preceding 12 months of the year. One way of perceiving the monthly energy is as a mikvah of a specific energy that we experience in that month. That specific energy impacts and cleanses those energetic aspects of ourselves. Of course, this is a potential cleansing. To become an actual cleansing requires our actions to change ourselves. If we are in the world of Torah, if we are in the world of chaos, that chaos is the cleansing. If we realize that chaos is the cleansing, it cleanses. If we don't realize that chaos is cleansing, and we're complaining, that chaos moves the needle very slowly, very small. It's something to really understand, that you have to be aware of the consciousness of things in order to achieve the full impact of the actions that you do. I'm continuing to read. The Sefer Yetzirah gives us information about relationships and aspects of the monthly energies. Below are we are bringing these relationships for one to contemplate the past year from the aspect of the energies of each month. So on the 18th of Elul, we need to contemplate the month of Tishrei, the month of the high holidays. We have to review our behavior during that month, last year. We need to pinpoint and reflect upon those areas that need improvement, and we need to resolve to do better. In the month of Tishrei, the permutation of the name of Hashem is Vav Hey Yud Hey. If we think about that, and in our on our website, in the various monthly blogs, you can find a discussion on what is the meaning of the fact that the Vav replaces the Yud, and the Yud replaces the Vav in the sequence. The tribe is the tribe of Ephraim. The channel in the tree of life is between Hod and Yesod. The sense is sex. And the astrological influence. What is the mikveh aspect of the Tishrei? What is the cleansing aspect of the mikveh and also of the month of Tishrei? Tishrei is the beginning and the seed level of the new year. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot all occur in this month. It is a time of reflection, of self-examination, and accountability. Any hardships or negativity that we experienced over the last year illustrates that the seeds planted a year ago required more care, more purity, and commitment on our part. Think about digging deeper this year. Put forth more effort. The purer the seed you plant this month, the sweeter and more abundant the fruits will be in the year that is coming. The attributes of Libra are the scales. The Hebrew word is mosnayim. People born under the sign of Libra are kind and gentle, and they love beauty. They love harmony and peace. However, in their effort to keep everyone happy, they find it difficult to say no to anyone, and as a result, they end up getting stressed. How does that energy apply to your life and to your character traits? Do you find it difficult to say no to someone? Are you feeling pity for someone? And that's why you have difficulty saying no? It's something that needs to be contemplated. What's wrong with feeling pity? Isn't that a form of empathy? The answer is no, but you need to contemplate that. Pity is not a positive energy. Because when you pity someone, you think you're better than they are. Continuing to read. Similarly, there is another Hasidic teaching that the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur should be utilized to employ the same process of review and pinpoint, reflection and resolve, but this time according to the days of the week. In the new year, the third of Tishrei falls on Wednesday. It's actually Tuesday night and Wednesday. What did you do on Wednesdays of the previous year? What is the energy of the day of Wednesday? Wednesday is the Sephirah of Netzach, eternal victory. In what areas of your life have you not achieved eternity? These are tools to help you cleanse and to understand what is your tikkun during this coming year of 5780, in this coming 7 days between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. To review the mikveh of this month of Tishrei, you can read all about the each day of the week and what you need to think about. The 4th of Tishrei is Wednesday night and Thursday. The 5th of Tishrei is Thursday night and Friday. And so forth. Doing this contemplation, we not only redeem the old year, but we also get the new year off to a great start as well. For this reason, it is customary to be extra careful concerning mitzvah observance during these 7 days. The Hasidic teaching referred to above also mentions that the day is the 18th, the Chai of Life. It's the Chai Elul. Not just because it is the 18th of the month, but also because of its significance and the spiritual activity it inaugurates. And see above, to inject life vitality into the month of Elul. I'm continuing. I'm going to read a handout from the unique astrological times link about the 8 kings who lived in Edom before there was a king over the children of Israel. And that is in chapter 36 of Genesis from verse 31 to 39. And I'm going to read the English tonight, and perhaps we'll do the Hebrew another night. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. And Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom. And the name of his city was Dinhabah. These are names that we could analyze and understand the issues associated with the breaking of the vessels associated with that king. What king do you think Beor or Bela, the son of Beor, represented? He's talking about Bina or Dot of the world of Atzilut. And Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Avit. So why do you think Husham did not have a city? Verse 36. And Hadad died, and Samla of Masrekah reigned in his stead. And Samla died, and Shaul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Shaul died, and Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead. And the name of the city was Pau, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahav. And do you realize that Hadar did not die? And we have books called Pre-Etz Hadar. We have a fruit, the etrog, known as the Hadar. These are all interesting aspects that it's important for us to study. And when I have time to do the analysis, or for you to do the analysis yourself. Psalm 27. Le David Adonai Yohe Wahe Ori Vishi Mimi Ra Adonai Yohe Wahe Maos Haye Mimi Echad Bikro Valai Mireim Lechol Et Pesari Tzarai Vyovaili Hey, Makashlu, Vinafalu, Im Tachane, Alai Machade, Lo Yira Libi, Im Takum Alai, Milchama Bezot, Ani Botea, Achat Shalti Me Et Adonai Yohe Wahe, O Tavakesh, Shivti Bele, Adonai Yohe Wahe, Kol Yemechaye, Lachatot Benoam, Adonai Yohe Wahe, Uvaker Behekalo, Kips Beneini Besuko, Beom Ra'ayastireini. Beseter achalo, betur yeromemeni, we atayarum roshi, al yavai sevivotai, bez becha beachalo, zivche terua, ashira viazamra, ladonai, yohe wahe. Shema Adonai Yohe Wahe Koli Ekra Vechaneni La'aneni Lecha Amar Libi Bakshu Fanayet Panecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Avakesh Al Taster Panecha Mimeni altat ve'af avdecha Ezrati ha'ita Altiche'ni ve'alte azve'ni Elohei ishi Ki aviv imi azavuni V'adonai Yohe Wahe Ya'aspeni Horeni Adonai Yohe Wahe Darkecha Ucheni V'yorach Mishor Lema'an Chorerai אל תדחני בנפש שרי, כי קמו בידי שקר בפיה חמס, לולי האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני יהוה בארץ חיים. Kawel Adonai Yohewahe Kazak v'yamitz Libecha v'kawe El Adonai Yohewahe. In the Ma meditation, Yud Yud hey, Yud hey Vav, Yud hey Vav hey, Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey Vav, Yud hey Vav hey, Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey Vav, Yud hey Vav hey, Yud, Yud hey. Yud hey vav, Yud hey vav hey, Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey vav, Yud hey vav hey. Our class tonight is the Tikkuni Zohar. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's in row 19, the second column from the left. That will open up a landing page, and then we scroll down to section 56B. I'm first going to say the eighth verse of the Anapakoach to ground any excess energy from all of our work up till now. And then we'll say a L'shem Yehud and start again with the Tikkuni Zohar. L'shem Yehud Kutshabrihu Ishkinte Vidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu. Le'achda l'shem yud'e b'vav'he b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol yud'e. My call was dropped, so I did finish the Baruch Shem and the Shem Yehud. So we will start with section 56B. V'yom adish machat Torah ulakachatam L'cham la'echem b'yom harishon p'riyetz Adar kifot temurim wegomer itrog ayehi shekinta kata vedamiyo la lave ayehi ulish Shmala. Dayehu Givura Ugin Kachtarich Varnash Linatila Idro Bayedi Shmala Itzrike Limehayu Itrog de Damea La 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 Shalima Petiuma Tila Begin Haudit Bar Pea Viakovish Bam The Mehu Shalima Amea Ukma Tilit Zulbiako Tile La Kain Sarich Tila Yehi Pesobiach Trog Lika Lika Emachara Shir Hashirim Dalet Kalis Yefa Reate Yehua Mom En Bach Avaim Kayo Yero Kayo Meshuvahat Yetir Kediyoka Dehawadi Star Yeraka Roket Deaispar Bo Betalavashi Star Malkut Beata Kiriat Hadasha Al Shem Hadash Vechadash Ayat Leyat Alat Hadasin Beishtaklala Betalat Avahen Beishkariat Arva Besitra Detarin Shepuchin Deinun Lemudi Lililik Valihu Avadin Chayin Anuin Belula Beshait Besitrin Telat Lekol Sitra Besatara Shit Sitrin Dekalilan Begufa Deayehu Amudadim Saita Tilulav Al Shemaya Itkari Lulav Vainu Neodawi Chai Arbazim Nim Desalkin Ayin Bet Vain Chai Neanduin Benita lulat lulav chai chai terrain zimnin befudo lela tachala besof chai biana ushra ushiyana bha ayin befeinun Kelin min delate yehi Shekin tavetzadik Bo itchareb arba zimin Chai, 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 chai Tisalik ayin bet Mesitra detalat Avan vushkinta Da ishtata fat Am hon de anun kai parikin bidaro bayamina v'chai v'shamal v'chai v'gufa l'gabe shidra v'chai bivarit mila v'inun shit sitrin terrain Daruin demalka, Vatarin shukin demalka, Tainun, Sarabia Keshod Vegufa Uvrit Hashit Yah Ne Anuin Likabel Hahulin Sidra de Sidra de Gufa de Kolda Misidra de Ilana Le Rashim Mushkinta Itmar Ba Umalkuta Bekoma Shila Afal Gav Itmar Boet Chaim Hayole Machazikin Bo Ayehi Shalita Al Et Adat Tovira The Sitra de Aliyah, Aikari Babimalkana, Umastirin Elaine Deslizinin, Ayahinu Bakariva, the Malkahadahu Dikti, Laikra Tet Zion of the Zoth Yivao. Aharan al Tatodesh, Mesidra de Mina, the Zimnin Ayahi Rachaka Minea, Mesidra de Shmala, the Al Yava Bekolet El Hakadosh. Mesidra de Mina, Ayahi Lo Mikabela, Tumea Tov, Uyamina Avalatarea, Tovakabela, Tomi Amera Vimotahu, Aitra Atarleat Lea Karibu. Na al hakadosh ayehi lo mikabela tumea aval itreha tov mikabela tuma mare umahahu atardilat lea karibu Tamahim Taris Orvani Lekaravea Uktirit Lereche Karuachatomaeha Mahahu Atar Lukarava Sikutalishmala Gavirta Vali Rachaka Shifamit binu ginda kal shemihan Hayit bel Hayit keresh dara achor misitra de sihara Umastira de amuda de emsaita It kari kedem Raza de Mila Achor Kvikadem Tzara Teni Ugaluta Hashiv Achor Yemina Pifne Ayo Mai Oyo Yevo Oiv Dam Samech Mem Bekol Alfinkim Acharim inun liachol Ugin de la yisitra kalo Bishkinta de ayehi lemarav Dayehub achor shavilio Bimena uginda Asur letzala'a Lame Arav Dayehu Achor Begin Da Amen. Alkim Racharim Atamin Sam Hamot Shevati Uging Dehot Bakadamita Lemairev Hazara Limina Shailin Al Alpin Alkim Ata Achar Acharayim Shevata Yad Aleph Yud Shevat Shabbat Shevata Atvan Dileya Ao Shabbat Bezarikin Yisrael Ishmei Lo Atar Ushma Vyovada Veda Ayahu Sheneyano Mikoma Ushno Hashem Ushno Beyase Beginda Ishtamoda Beya Ayo Aoi Yahu Simba Samekmen Veda Ayahu Ashiva Chor Yaminu Vigomer Im Zaka'an. English translation. What you take for yourself is the lower Shekhinah, meaning you choose this pathway of discovery, since the Geburah is about making the right choice, the hard choice, sometimes, but the all-encompassing choice as well. Once you make your choice, be sure it is the right one. No defect in it. Because of this, it is unified. It is a unified choice, the beloved choice. You put together your choice with the three myrtle branches to emulate the patriarchs whose choices brought about the nation of Israel, the holiness of Hashem, and the connection between both. Now, the lulav corresponds to the life force. The 18 blessings, three to each of the six directions, and is representative of the middle pillar. Everything we see in the symbolism of Sukkot is tied back to the Sephirot, which are the archetypal forms of consciousness in the connected unity. Look and see the 72 representing the 72 names as well as 4 times 18. The praises that are the templates of the awareness of wholeness, holiness. See as well how these concepts are related to the Shekhinah, which is the singular force of the Tikkuni Zohar, focus of the Tikkuni Zohar. See it in the body relating to the spine, the covenant of circumcision, and the patriarchs joining with these concepts so that they, you may catch the higher drift of what is taking place above. The symbols of Sukkot are linked to the Shekhinah, and by extension, Torah. And through these connections, we see that the overall purpose of thought is to have everything unified together in one seamless whole, each relationship making sense to one another. The central purpose of recognizing the Shekhinah and her place in the scheme of things is to join with her in connection above and below. The alternatives are chaos, samach mem, evil, and the uncertain outcome. Joining with her from the right side means choosing the good and the holy. Only in this way is this joining made pure. Im zochim lishmor shabbat tzarich l'shanot oto maimi hachol bilvoshim u'ma'akalim shehem oneg shabbat. If you are to observe the Sabbath, you need to change from the weekdays from the into clothing and foods, which are the delight of the Shabbat. For if he is accustomed to eat two meals on a weekday, then on the Sabbath he must eat three, as it is written. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Today ye shall not find it in the field. This is referring to the manna. And I am adding, as we finish these last few sections, it truly becomes clear that the subject changes and then returns to the same subject and then changes again, only to return. This makes clear to those in the know that the Creator knows what is best to cleanse the mind of a man. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful Shabbat, a beautiful day.
Thank you, hello.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Good night.
Thank you. Tomorrow we have four classes as well. We have the 7 o'clock class for the Slichot, and we have an 11 o'clock class for Jewish history, and 4:30 for a deeper Zohar. And our 7 o'clock class tomorrow night is questions and answers. I hope to see you and speak with you at least once or twice during the day. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.